Hi, I'm Jonathan Mosen from Freedom Scientific. Thank you for purchasing the PacMate Omni, and congratulations on your purchase. It's a tool that I'm sure will assist you for many years to come. You now have in your hands the most powerful portable information management tool for blind people. Now, shortly I'm going to take you through just some of the new features that we've added in the PacMate Omni release. The purpose of this CD is to give you an idea of just how powerful PacMate Omni is. While this CD isn't a tutorial as such, there are plenty of ways for you to get help. There's extensive online help available. Some of it is context sensitive, and other parts of it are available in the help section off the start menu. The user guide is available to you on a CD that was included in your PacMate Omni box. And there are training modules as well that talk you step by step through performing a range of common tasks. So I encourage you to use all of those resources to help you make the most of your PacMate Omni. But before I take you through some of the newer features that we've added, let me begin by talking a little, since you're new to PacMate, about the philosophy behind the PacMate products. PacMate gives you the benefit of blindness-specific functionality without having to compromise on your freedom to run the software that's important to you. We do that by basing PacMate on the Windows Mobile operating system. To do that, we need a screen reader, and of course that means that we can give you a version of JAWS on the PacMate, the world's most popular screen reader. It isn't exactly the same version of JAWS that you'll see in the Windows environment, but it's based on the same concepts and a lot of the same code. So if you're a JAWS user already, you'll find that you're up and running very quickly on a PacMate, particularly if you use the PacMate QX. There are two versions of PacMate. PacMate BX allows you to braille into your device and have either speech or braille output. PacMate QX uses a standard QWERTY-style keyboard. It's a very comfortable, full keyboard to type on, so it's not the kind of cramped experience you might get with many mobile devices. We do this because we're mindful of the fact that blind people use these devices quite differently from the way that a sighted person would use them. Few people, for example, with a PDA would write a full term paper or do their exams, but these are common tasks on the devices that blind people have traditionally called note-takers, and that's why a good quality keyboard that's easy to type on for an extended period is important. PacMate works on a unique modular design, which means that if money is tight, you can purchase a BX or QX unit without Braille, and you have high-quality responsive eloquence speech in that event, and you can then go on and attach a Braille display later. Now, by attaching, we're not talking about some sort of hit-and-miss Bluetooth arrangement where pairing can sometimes be difficult and troublesome. When a Braille display is attached to a PacMate, it's a very solid fit. There's a direct connection, so you don't have to worry about whether you're pairing or not. You just turn the unit on and you've got Braille. The modular approach has a couple of advantages. The first one is that you can disconnect the Braille display from your PacMate and connect it to a desktop or a laptop PC. If you're running JAWS, then the Braille display will be instantly recognized, and you can use this to proofread documents and look at email, etc. on your desktop PC. Just attach it to the PacMate again when you're ready to go mobile. The other advantage of the modular approach is that sometimes you may not want to take the Braille display with you. Perhaps portability is of the utmost importance. Obviously, the PacMate is still very portable with the Braille display, but it's even more portable when the Braille display is detached and you're just taking the keyboard with you. And sometimes when I'm on long plane flights and I know that I'm going to be listening to Audible books and Daisy books and music and not reading any Braille, I pack the Braille display in the suitcase and I can just take a very portable unit on board with me that's extremely light. When you're looking at purchasing a note taker, often people look at what their needs are today. They don't have a lot of confidence in their ability to master this technology, and so they look at immediate needs and leave it at that. The difficulty is that often this technology does fall into place very quickly, and your needs grow. So will you have a device that will keep up with your changing and expanding needs? If, for example, you buy a product that is based on a proprietary platform, then while it may do some things and do those things very well, you're limited by what the manufacturer chooses to put into the device. If, for example, you learn how to use the web and you find out about instant messaging and that all your friends are doing it, but the manufacturer of the note taker you own decides that instant messaging isn't a high priority for them, then you're stuck until you can either persuade them that it is a high priority or they get around to putting it in. Even when they have made that decision, writing the software takes time. It takes a lot of testing and expertise and time to write an instant messaging client, or to write support for Excel spreadsheets, or whatever the desire that you have that's not being met might be. So PacMate recognizes the frenetic pace of technological change and writes its own software to cater for blindness specific needs, spends time concentrating on giving you quality screen reader access to a mainstream mobile operating system, and through that combination of factors gives you the ability to run the software that's important to you. And so when you're looking at a note taker device, the question to ask, in my view, is how many things can this do? Because it's unfortunate when you've spent all this money or had money spent for you on a device that doesn't do as many things as you may need it to do. Maybe not now, but even as your confidence increases in the future. So when you use a PacMate, you will find some blindness-specific material from Freedom Scientific, including the FSEdit word processor, which does some blindness-specific things like supporting Braille files and greater formatting than you would generally find on a pocket device, as well as printing and embossing to a Braille device, something that is quite unique to our needs. There's an excellent self-voicing calculator, FSCalc, which is the most powerful calculator you'll find on any note-taker. It has the standard mathematical, statistical, fraction functions, as well as financial functions, and a great conversion system that I find really useful as I travel around the place. You can purchase the Daisy Reader for PacMate FS Reader, which offers support for full text and audio Daisy books, as well as, for those in the United States now, RFB and D titles. ScanTalker, our barcode scanning solution, which is a great way of identifying pharmaceutical, grocery, CD, and other items. And we have our GPS solution, StreetTalk, which gives you access at a very affordable price to information about your environment. There's FS Commander as well, the remote control utility, which allows you to control a wide range of household appliances that use infrared remote controls from your PacMate device. When JAWS for Windows first started being developed, the big challenge was getting access to Windows at all. Many people felt when Windows became dominant in the sighted world, that blind people were going to lose our access to modern-day computing, and it was a real genuine concern. So a lot of work was done on solving those difficult problems in the initial stages of development of JAWS. In recent times, though, a lot more effort could be put into making sure that everybody could access Windows, that it was a truly friendly environment. And so you find a lot of attention being paid to things like the tutor messages and context-sensitive help. In recent versions of the PacMate software, a lot of time has been put into context-sensitive help. And of course, because we have JAWS on the PacMate, there is the tutor voice that you can turn on. I'm on the Today screen of the PacMate Omni now, and I can press on the QX here, insert F1 to get some context-sensitive help.
The Today screen provides access to frequently used programs such as email, appointments, tasks, and battery information. To move through items, use the up or down arrows to select an item. Press Enter.
Now, if I go to the Start menu by pressing the Windows key,
Start menu Today,
and I'm going to press the context-sensitive help key again.
To move through the menu items, use the arrow keys to select an item. Press Enter. To exit the menu, press Escape.
And so there is lots of help right throughout the PacMate to make it friendly and easy to use. If you've used JAWS on a desktop or a laptop PC, you'll find the commands, particularly on a PacMate QX, similar. I can press the Insert key or JAWS key with T.
Title is Start Menu Today.
And it tells me my title. I can press the JAWS key with B to read a dialog box. And I can press the JAWS key with F12, and what do we get?
10:56 a.m.
So that gives me the time, and if I press it twice quickly, I get the date. Sound familiar? You bet it is, because this is JAWS, it's a slightly different version, but the command structure, the syntax, is still the same. And that brings me to PacMate Omni, based on Microsoft's Windows Mobile 6 technology. We called it Omni because it gives you the best of both worlds. In other words, it does everything. The word Omni really means everything. So with PacMate Omni, you've got lots of great blindness-specific functionality, plus you can go ahead and install from a wide range of Windows mobile software that's out there. So what are the benefits of Windows Mobile 6? Obviously, we've spent a lot of work porting the PacMate software to Windows Mobile 6 and reworking the JAWS scripts because the operating system is very different. One of the big changes in the operating system as compared with Windows Mobile 2003 is that it is a lot more keyboard aware than previously. A lot of the power of the original PacMates has come from the JAWS scripting language, which compensated in great measure for the lack of keyboard functionality on some earlier Windows mobile devices. Some of the earlier Windows mobile devices were very much touch screen centric. And people said to Microsoft and to the hardware manufacturers, actually, we quite like using a keyboard and we want this operating system to be more keyboard aware. Well, certainly at Freedom Scientific, we're glad for that. And with Windows Mobile 6, we've done a lot of work to make sure that we give you the full benefits of that keyboard functionality. Software developers are now more aware than ever of the keyboard functionality in the new operating system. And that's good news because before, where they were using techniques which made it difficult to get to certain functions from the keyboard, a lot of those functions are now available with soft keys. What I'd like to do to start this demonstration, though, is to go to FSEdit. Now, there are a number of ways of getting there, but let me do it the more common way, and that is we'll go to the Start menu.
Start menu today.
And we'll press P for Programs.
Active Sync to move through items. Press up or down arrow A.
And press F.
File Explorer F. FSCalc F. FSEdit F.
And now we're on FSEdit, so we'll press Enter. And we're now going into FSEdit.
FSEdit, new file, edit, type in text.
And the tutor voice told me to type in text. Before I do type in any text, I'm going to press insert with the number 2 to toggle through to word echo so you can hear what it is I'm typing.
Characters, words.
And now let's go ahead and type a couple of sentences.
This is Jonathan Mosen, period, space. I am typing on the PacMate Omni, period.
Now I'm going to save this, so we'll go to the File menu.
Menu active, file to move through items, press up or down arrow F.
And we'll press Enter on that.
New dot N, open dot O, save S, save as dot A.
And we'll press Enter on save as.
Leaving menus. Save as dialog, name, edit, this is John.
And we'll just call it test file.
Test.
And we'll just see where we're going to save it.
File, folder, combo box, none, 1 of 7. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
All right, we'll do that.
None. My ringtones, my music, business, personal.
And we'll save it in personal.
Type, copy, location, to save button, to
and
activate,
press enter on save. Now,
saved,
the
edit.
File is saved, and the reason why I did that is because we're now going to get a paperclip. I'm taking the paperclip out and the PacMate out of its case, and now I'm just going to press the reset button, and I can feel it give, and it's gone ahead and done its reset now, and the PacMate will initialize in just a second. And what we're showing you here is that we're doing a hard reset. In past versions of the PacMate, a hard reset would cause all data to be lost. And to compensate for that, of course, we provided a backup utility so that you could go ahead and copy your PacMate contents to a compact flash card. So it was a very easy, almost one click, if you will, process to restore. But nevertheless, if the PacMate went flat for a long period, maybe you went on vacation and you just forgot to put it on charge, or you had to perform a hard reset unexpectedly, and, you know, we all know we're supposed to back up, but sometimes we don't, then your data would be lost. And now, on the PacMate Omni, that's not the case, as you'll see, because we're going to go back when...
JAWS for Pocket PC is ready today, Thursday, 12 p.m. Left soft key
so,
is calendar, right soft key is contacts.
Everything is now back, and we're at the Today screen. And one of the few things that does need to be fixed when you do a hard reset is just to reset the date and time. It will go back to a default setting at this point. Let's now go into FSEdit once again.
Start menu today to move through items. Press up or down arrow T. Active sync A.
I pressed P for programs, and now we're pressing F until we get to FSEdit.
File Explorer FSCalc F. FSEdit F.
And we'll press Enter to load FSEdit.
Menus.
Now,
FSEdit, new file, edit, type in text.
We're in FSEdit, and we'll go to the recently used files.
Menu active file to move through items, press up or down arrow F.
So press enter on that and up arrow.
Exit F. Recent files F. / my documents / personal / test bill dot /
Well, of course, that's a good sign. We've hard reset, remember, and it still remembered the most recent file that I've used. So I'll press enter.
Leaving menus.
And here it is.
This is Jonathan Mosen. I am typing on the PacMate Omni.
So that is after a hard reset. Now, if you do want to set your machine back to factory defaults, we've provided a means by which you can do that. You actually hold the power switch in the off position while you hard reset. And in that case, you will completely initialize the system to factory defaults. It's very rarely that you might want to do that, but some people, for example, who share PacMates with other students or who lend them out may need something quick to allow them to get things back to exactly the way they were when the PacMate shipped from Freedom Scientific. But unless you use that reset, and you'd have to expressly do that, it's very difficult to do by accident, then you can hard reset as often as you want. You can let the battery be as flat for as long as you want, and your data will still be there. That's because all of the data in PacMate Omni is stored on a 128 megabyte flash disk chip. Some of that, in accordance with Pocket PC standards, is used for program memory. So our estimate is that, you know, you've got a 10 megabyte flash disk on there at the moment. Our estimate is you'll have about 6 times that capacity for your own storage of non-volatile material. And in terms of Pocket PC devices, that's extremely competitive. Windows Mobile 6 offers PowerPoint access, and we've spent a lot of time on scripting this and making it accessible. JAWS for Windows was the first screen reader in the Windows environment by a long way to give access to PowerPoint. PowerPoint is used in all kinds of environments now. As blind people, if we want to be competitive in the corporate world, many of us have to come to grips with PowerPoint. But it's also being used in the school environment increasingly, when you have to stand up in front of a class and give a presentation, increasingly because it's such an important skill to learn to give an effective presentation, teachers are expecting you to use PowerPoint. Then there's a scenario that the PacMate Omni's PowerPoint support caters really well for, and I think most of us have been here before, and that is where you go into a presentation that someone else is giving, and they're going to run a PowerPoint slideshow, but they haven't given any thought to how they're going to make that information accessible to someone who can't see it. Maybe they didn't know that there was a blind person in the audience, maybe they just clean forgot. With the PowerPoint support in PacMate Omni, it's possible for you to get a copy of that presentation, perhaps on a USB thumb drive, beamed to you, whatever the process is. If you can get that data, then you can put it on your PacMate Omni and read it in Braille, or perhaps with speech over a set of earbuds, whatever works for you, at the same time as it's being presented in real time.
Start menu today to move through items. Press up or down arrow T.
Well, let's do that. Let's down arrow through the items.
Office Mobile O.
And there's Office Mobile right there on the start menu. So I'll press enter to go into that submenu.
Excel Mobile E. PowerPoint Mobile E.
We'll just keep going.
Word Mobile W. Excel
so
Mobile
that's what we have. Excel, PowerPoint, and Word Mobile. So we'll go down to PowerPoint.
PowerPoint Mobile E.
And press enter. And at this point, it's going to take a look
leaving menus
on my system for any PowerPoint
mobile
presentations.
All folders list view Asia PacMate and blind students 1 of 2. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Left soft key is open, right soft key is menu.
I have two presentations here. And the first one is one I gave at ATIA on PacMate and blind students. It talks about the many educational benefits of going with PacMate. Let's down arrow and see what the second one is.
Asia Portable Deafblind Communications.
Let's have a look at this. I'm going to query the soft keys now by pressing Alt F3 on my PacMate QX.
Left soft key is open, right soft key is menu.
So we do have a menu. If I press the right soft key, let's see what menu we have here.
Menu active. Setup show to move through items. Press up or down arrow S.
So we can set up the show at this level.
Rename move dot R. Delete D. Create copy C. Select all S. Send via email dot S. Beam file dot B. Setup show S.
All right, so let's have a look at what we can do when we want to set up this show. So I'll press enter to go in here.
Leaving menus, PowerPoint mobile dialog, orientation page, default radio button checked, 1 of 4. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
So let's see what options we have here.
Portrait radio button checked, 2 of 4. Landscape right-handed radio button checked, 3 of 4. Landscape left-handed radio button checked. 404. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Now, you would generally want to leave this at its default. If you have PM Viewer connected to your PacMate, you may want to change this depending on how you want the screen to look. So I'm just going to arrow up to the default.
Landscape right-handed. Portrait radio button. Default radio button checked. 104. To change
and
the
press
select
tab.
Orientation tab. To switch pages, press right or left arrow.
So this is a multi-page dialog. Let's see what else is here.
Playback tab. Playback page. Slideshow playback options. Override playback options for all files. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
There are options that are set within the slideshow itself, which you can do when you're creating it on a PC, that govern things like whether the files are played automatically, whether you have to manually initiate playback, that kind of stuff. And if you want to override all of those settings, then you can check this box.
Playback tab to switch pages. Press right or left arrow.
So you see, because this is unchecked, that's the only item there. Once we check it, though,
checked.
We can now tab through some more options.
Show without animation. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
If you were just going to view this for your own purposes on the Braille display or with speech, it's possible that showing without animation will speed up the loading of files. I found it to be pretty fast anyway, but I will check this just to assist there.
Checked.
And we'll press the tab key.
Show without slide transition. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
An example of where this could be useful is when I run a PowerPoint presentation on my laptop, and I actually do work a lot with PowerPoint in my job, I unload my screen reader because I have my speaking notes on my PacMate separately, but I do want some sort of audible confirmation that my slide has in fact changed. So as part of my slide transitions, I set up my PowerPoint presentations so that they make a small click, which everyone can hear, but that's okay because at least I know that I'm speaking to the correct slide. When you are running this on a PacMate Omni, then obviously you're going to be following along with speech and reading it in Braille, and you may not need that slide transition to take effect. Some slide transitions also may take some time because they have some really cool effects where one slide fades out and the other slide fades in, and that may well have an impact on how quickly you get the next slide. But I'm going to leave this unchecked for the moment, which is the default.
Use timings. If present, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Again, you can set things up so that the slideshow runs itself. So a particular slide may be on the screen for a given number of seconds or minutes, and then it will change. If we check this box, then the PowerPoint presentation run on the PacMate Omni will respect that timing. This could be quite useful if you are going to do a PowerPoint presentation with timings, and it is important that you keep to time. Then if you're rehearsing it on the PacMate Omni, you can check this box and the timing will be respected, and you'll be able to hear with speech and see in Braille when your slides change.
Loop continuously. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Okay, so that's pretty self-explanatory, and generally you would want this unchecked.
Show without media. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
So if you don't want the PowerPoint presentation to be shown with various media, it might be an MP3 file, a WAV file, other images, etc., you can check this. Again, this may well speed it up for you.
Playback tab to switch pages. Press right or left arrow.
And that's all we have in this dialog. So we'll escape out of
it. Close button. All folders list View Asia Portable Deafblind Communications 2 of 2. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Left soft key is open. Right soft key is menu.
We could press the left soft key, which is in fact F1. The right soft key is F2. We've done something in PacMate Omni to try and ease the transition for those of you who are coming from the currently shipping PacMate, who are very used to getting lots of information by tapping the Alt key. Where soft keys exist, we've put that into the Alt key menu. So for example, if I tap Alt now,
menu active, open, to move through items, press up or down arrow, O, menu, M.
So there we go, and that's all that's here.
Open,
open,
O, menu,
and
M.
Menu. So we've put the two soft key options in a menu that you can get to by tapping the Alt key.
Open, O.
Now I'm on open.
Leaving
simply
menus.
Pressing enter from
PowerPoint Mobile Asia Portable D.2501074112K. PowerPoint Mobile.
Okay, simply pressing enter from the list of files would have opened it as well. It would be like pressing the left soft key. And now on the Braille display, I'm reading my PowerPoint presentation, and this is the title slide.
Portable Deafblind Communications, Jonathan Mosen's Mosen Freedom Scientific Com.
That's all that's here because it's the title slide. It's the one that you have up as people enter the room. Now I'm going to press the space bar, which will advance to the next slide, and you'll hear how quickly it loads.
PacMate with MSN Messenger and AOL Instant Messenger AIM support. Bullet D-blind user can chat over the internet or participate in a classroom equipped with a wireless hub. Bullet make TTY calls using AIM via free relay services within the continental United States. Bullet Hamilton relay service IP screen name. That's Hamilton. Bullet MC is IP relay service screen name. My IP relay. Bullet Sorensen relay screen name. SIP relay.
You heard that click I was talking about because remember we didn't turn off the transitions. And so that click is the audible click that I have asked to be put into these slides so that I know that they've changed. And it happens very quickly. Let's press space and go to the next slide.
FSTTY, portable TTY solution, bullet carrying case holds modem, power supply and all cables, bullet simple to set up and use, bullet only basic PacMate knowledge is needed to use FSTTY, bullet easy straightforward interface, bullet single key commands to dial a number, answer a call and disconnect, bullet navigate using whiz wheels, panning buttons and arrow keys, bullet read back through the session while new text is being received.
Now just as in the full JAWS for Windows, the PowerPoint presentation is appearing in a virtual buffer. That means I can up and down arrow through it so I can up arrow to the previous line.
Bullet read back through the session while new text is being.
I can press home to get to the beginning, and then I can arrow through it a character at a time if I want.
Space R E A D space S T A R O U G H T A E S E S.
I'm tapping that right arrow key as fast as I can, and you can hear that it is really responsive, very, very snappy. I can use control right arrow to move through a word at a time, of course.
While new text is being received.
And that's equally as snappy. So PowerPoint presentations loaded into a virtual buffer, and you have PowerPoint literally at your fingertips with Braille and with speech. Just to be clear that, as in all Windows Mobile 6 devices, PowerPoint access is read-only, so you can't edit presentations with PowerPoint Mobile. Nevertheless, a real step forward in the note-taker area. Well, one of the characteristics of the devices traditionally called note-takers has been extremely long battery life. And in this regard, the currently shipping PacMate has been well outperforming any competitive product. But PacMate Omni raises the bar even further. We've been able to do that because in the past, what we did was reserve a little bit of battery life so that when the battery was flat in terms of you being able to use the device, we had enough power to make sure that you had your data in RAM for up to 72 hours so that you could go and find a wall outlet and charge your PacMate and therefore preserve the data on the unit. And most people were able to do that very easily within that 72-hour period. But we reserved a bit of battery for that. Now with the 128MB flash disk chip on board with PacMate Omni, we don't need to do that anymore, and we've been able to release that bit of battery for your use. And that means that the battery life is even longer. We're still continuing as we develop PacMate Omni to do some tests on this, but the battery life is really impressive. If I use the current QX without Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or any particularly draining kind of task, I'm getting between 22 and 26 hours of life on the QX. That's well and truly exceeded now. So I think 30 hours is absolutely reasonable. And of course, you've got that instant on capability as well. So you turn the machine on and you're exactly where you left off. If you switched off in the middle of a document, you'll be back in the middle of that document. If you switched off while listening to a piece of music, you'll be back exactly from where you left off in that piece of music. Now let's take us back to the Today screen.
Start menu today to move through items.
Press enter on that. And we're at the Today screen now.
Left soft key is calendar, right soft key is contacts.
I'm going to press Control End to get to the bottom of the Today screen, and with this we'll introduce a whole new family of services that are going to be available to you on the PacMate Omni, and this is the Windows Live family of services. Windows Live is a brand that Microsoft is using to showcase its internet-delivered services, and they're placing great emphasis on making these available on mobile devices. Of course, Microsoft is the provider of these services, and they're the manufacturer of this operating system, so that all sure helps. Let's take a look at what's at the bottom of this Today screen.
Edit Live Search.
There are a number of ways that you could put Live Search to use. Let's just showcase a couple of them. I'm going to press Enter to get into Forms mode.
Edit, type in text.
And it says to type in text. And the left soft key is search. If we pressed Enter, we could search as well. Let's say that I'm back in Lubbock, Texas. I use that because I remember the zip code, and I'm not too good at remembering U.S. zip codes, so we'll just... I lived in Lubbock, Texas for a year, and I remember that the zip code I was in was 79416. So let's say that I'm there, and I'm in a hotel, and I want to find out about restaurants in the area. So I can now just type restaurant, and then 79416, and press Enter. And Windows Live Search right from Internet the Today Explorer. Screen is taking over.
It's left soft key is stop, right soft key is menu.
It's bringing up an IE window.
Page has 15 links. Search restaurant 79,416. Graphic search restaurant 79,416. Link new search link local near 79,416. Link change link AAA office coffee yes. VC link call 806-795-2129-6613-19-ST2.03-ME-LINK-BLUE-GOOSE-LTD link call 806-796-6613.
I don't know what Blue Goose is, but I'm just going to stop the reading there and use Shift-Tab to get back up to that link for the Blue Goose.
Link call. Link AAA office coffee. Link Blue Goose LTD.
There we go. It stopped right on the link, in fact. So now we're back there. Blue Goose LTD. And that's showing as a link on my Braille display. So I'm going to press Enter, and this will give us more information about this particular place if we want to investigate it. So I've pressed Enter, and it's going
page
ahead.
Page has 18 links. Search Blue Goose LTD. Graphic search Blue Goose LTD. Link call 806.
Now, there's all sorts of information here, full street address information, the telephone number, but I'm going to get some directions as to how to get there. And to do that, I'm going to bring up my list of links by pressing the JAWS key with F7, just like I do on the full JAWS for Windows.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Call 1 of 18.
And I'm going to press the arrow keys. D.
Drive 2.
And drive 2. So we'll press Enter, and we'll see
Internet
if we can get some street directions.
Page has 8 links. Search driving directions. Graphic search driving directions. Start combo box 79,416. 79,467.
We could start here, or we could change our start point. So it may be that we were searching for a restaurant in the zip code, but we may not be driving from it, so we can change it if we wish.
Enter a new location. Edit question mark. Get directions button.
And now we'll press Enter to get directions. And you'll see that although
left
these are driving
key is
directions,
right, key is menu.
They are actually quite friendly.
Left soft directions. Black start 79,416. End link Blue Goose LTD link call 806-796-0820-7018 County Road 6500 Lubbock TX 79,416 1.6 me about 5 minutes. Graphic map link graphic N. Link graphic WCE. Link graphic S. Direction start, depart 79,416 on local road S northwest 0.3 me 1. Turn right north onto Baylor ST 0.0 me 2. Road name changes to Enzinia Ave 0.3 me 3. Turn right east onto CR 6500 Erskine ST 0.9 me end. Arrive 7018 County Road 6500 0.0 me. Link reverse directions, link change start end, link search home, link help copyright to home.
So we can reverse the directions as well if we want to go back again. So it's easy if you're someone who travels a lot with a PacMate Omni and you find yourself in a place that you're not familiar with, then you can go ahead and do searching. I think that if you have Street Talk, you're likely to get much more in-depth information. But if you don't, then you can certainly use this and get some interesting information as well. Sometimes when you're searching for information on a mobile device like the PacMate Omni, you're doing it with a cellular connection. You might have your cell phone connected to the PacMate Omni via Bluetooth or infrared or a cable as a modem. And so, for one, you may be charged for data and you want to keep your data usage minimal. And secondly, it may be on the slow side if you don't have access to some of the more modern means of transferring data over the cellular network. So, the Windows Live Search seeks to minimize the amount of data that it transfers. Let's demonstrate that by doing a search on the PacMate Omni. So I'm going to go to the Start menu.
Start menu today to move through.
And go back to the Today screen.
Edit Live Search.
And we'll press Enter.
And type in text.
In quotes, we will type PacMate Omni. And we will close the quotes and press Enter.
Here, search.
It's gone ahead to search
Internet
now.
Explorer.
The Internet Explorer window has popped up just as
left
before.
Left soft key is stop, right soft key is menu.
And we have the Internet Explorer menu available to us. We can press the left soft key to stop the search.
Links, search, PacMate Omni, graphic, search, PacMate Omni.
Let's just tab through the results.
Link new search, link web, link the Pac, link intra, link the PacMate Omni is announced.
And the PacMate Omni is announced. That is the media release from the Freedom Scientific website talking about the PacMate Omni. If I press enter on this, you'll see that it comes up with the first part of
left
the release.
Left soft key is stop, right soft key is menu. Page has 10 links. 3.5 The PacMate Omni is announced. Mobile version www.freedomscientific.com. Section 3.5 Open quote Freedom Scientific is very. Left soft key is back, right soft key is menu. Open quote Freedom Scientific is very pleased to bring the power and the many features of the Windows Mobile 6.0 operating system to users in a form that recognizes the unique needs of blind people. Close quote said Jonathan Mosen, Vice President of President.
And so I was going to read all that. Now,
link Grev Alt 1, link Next Alt 3.
What we have is only part of that release. The theory being that you may just want to take a quick look at this release. You don't want to see everything right now while you're on your mobile device. We are confident you'll want to come back and look at the whole thing on your PC. But if you want to get to the next section, you can simply choose the next link, and it's going to load the next part of the release.
Page has 10 links. 4.5 The PacMate Omni is announced. Mobile version double. Other new features of the PacMate Omni include access to the mobile version of Windows.
Now, on the web, this is actually a single page. So the Windows Live search facility is actually looking at this page, dividing it up so that it only loads small amounts at a time in the hope that it's going to save you time and save you data charges. So it's a really nice feature. And so you can go ahead and search for anything that you want, and it will deliver your results from the web in this convenient, quick-to-load form. There is a link on each page for you to load the full PC-based page, so you don't get this kind of filtering. So it's up to you how you choose to use this. There is much more to Windows Live on PacMate Omni than just search. Let's go to the Start menu.
Start menu today to move through Active Sync A.
I pressed P for programs, and we'll just arrow down and see what we have here.
Calculator C, File Explorer F, FS Calc F, FS Edit F, Games G, Internet Sharing I, Messenger M.
And press Enter on Messenger.
Leaving menus. Windows Live, Jonathan Mosen list box, online, 1 of 7. To move to an item, press the arrow keys. Left soft key is sign and right soft key is cancel.
Now we have a list of statuses that you can sign in as in Windows Live Messenger. On your PC, you'll know that MSN Messenger was rebranded Windows Live Messenger a wee while ago now, and that's the name of the client. They've made some changes there. And now Windows Mobile has caught up. You can sign in any of the supported modes. So by default, you can sign in as online, but you could also sign in as busy, be right back, away, in a call, out to lunch, which sounds nice. Or you can even appear offline. So you can do that right from when you sign in. So let's proceed with this.
Left soft key is sign and right soft key is cancel.
I'm just refreshing my memory as to what options we have. So I'm going to press the left soft key to sign in. And it's
right
going
soft key is cancel.
To do that. It's remembered my username and password for Windows Live Messenger and is logging me on at this point. Windows Live Messenger does have some benefits over the previous iteration of the messaging clients in PacMate. Specifically, you can do multi-person
Windows Live contact preview preview online 0 opens 0 items to move through
here we
expand
go.
Items use the arrow keys right soft key is menu.
That will soon populate, by the way, as it gets its contacts. In fact, already it's showing that there are 8 people online. Now there are 12, so it's taking a wee while. That's a feature of Windows Mobile to just get its contacts, because it's actually matching them against the contacts that you have in your Pocket Outlook as well. So you can actually tell from within Pocket Outlook whether contacts are online or not. There's a lot of seamless integration there. And because of that, the very first time you sign into Windows Live Messenger with a PacMate Omni, it will take some time to do that synchronization. It's a one-off thing. It will match contacts in your Pocket Outlook with contacts on your Windows Live Messenger contact list. And if you're like me and you have over 600 contacts, it's going to take a wee while. If you have fewer, I'm sure it will take a much shorter time. As I was saying, there is multi-party conversations now supported in Windows Live Messenger for PacMate. the handy voice clip feature is there as well. We'll show you that soon. So now already it's showing 29 contacts online. I can down arrow through them.
Level 1, FX Radio, HTTP, TBRN, net.
Now that's interesting. The old FX Radio people are around. That's a fun thing.
Smarter Child, UNICEF contributing T.
Smarter Child is a really cool little MSN messenger bot that gives you all sorts of useful information.
Type and text. Page has no links. Edit. Type and text. Edit.
So I just pressed
Smarter Child. Edit. Type and text. Left soft key is voice clip. Right soft key is menu.
I just pressed enter to get into this conversation, and I don't really want to bore you by conversing with a robot, but what I want to do while I'm in this window is just show you that we do have a menu with quite a few new features. So let's press the right soft key, F2 on my QX.
Menu active. Add a modicon to move through items. Press up or down arrow A.
So we'll down arrow through them.
Send S. Options O.
Obviously, you can just press enter to send a message that you've typed. And now we're on options. Have a look at this. We'll press enter.
Add participant A.
So this is that multi-person conversation I was telling you about. If I'm chatting to someone and then I want to include someone else, then I can go ahead and add a participant.
View participants V.
So you can view a list of the current participants.
Add participant A.
And that's all that's in that menu. So we can back out of it by pressing escape.
Close button. Leaving menus. Contributing to charity.
And now we're back into the Smarter Child option. So we'll go back in here.
Menu active. Voice clip to move. Menu F. Leaving menus. Menu active. Add a modicon to move. Send. Option. End conversation E. End all conversations E. Add a modicon A.
Okay, so you can end all conversations or end this one.
E. End conversation.
Let's just end this conversation and I will then get back to my list of contacts.
Leaving menus. Contact. Review. Review. Smarter Child. UNICEF contributing T. Dot. Open. Zero items. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Left soft key is send IM. Right soft key is menu.
So you can press enter or the left soft key to converse with anyone in Windows Live Messenger. As I say, the voice clip feature is available in Windows Live Messenger on the PacMate Omni. Voice clips allow you to speak to people in almost real time. So it's not quite like Skype, where as soon as you talk, someone else hears you. What happens is that you press the left soft key when you're in a conversation, you speak, and you can either use the PacMate's built-in microphone, or you can use a handheld microphone connected to the PacMate. You press the left soft key again when you're finished, and that is then sent as a voice clip. So there may be some time, depending on how long you've talked and the speed of your internet connection, until the person at the other end, with another Windows Live Messenger, either on a mobile device or on the PC, gets your voice clip, and then they reply to you. It's kind of like the push-to-talk functionality that you see on quite a few cell phones these days. Well, I'm going to arrow through my contacts and see if I can find Julia online, my fiance. So let's just do that.
Jeff, Julia Aguilar opened. Zero items.
And there we go. So we'll press enter.
Type and text. Page has no links. Edit. Type and text. Edit.
So let's just have a quick go at this voice clip, which is new. So I'm going to press the F1 key. Hello, I'm sending you a voice clip. Can you hear me? Over. And actually, you could hear the microphone on the PacMate come on. And I believe it still is on, although I have pressed the left soft key to send it. I guess that's in case you're using headphones. And in fact, because I have connected the PacMate Omni to the mixer, it probably considers that I am actually using headphones, which is why the microphone has turned on, I think.
Yes, I can hear you over, and I also heard some other stuff that you were doing.
I see.
Wave recorder.
Okay, well then, let me just see what the left soft key is here.
Left soft key is send, right soft key is menu.
Yeah, so I press the left soft key to send, and it should send it. Okay, and now it's gone away, and we'll wait for Julia to answer us back. So as you see, it's kind of a push-to-talk system that we have here.
Tremendous, it did indeed send it.
Excellent. Well, this seems to be working really well, and we can hear actually that it's using the Wave Recorder to record and then send these voice clips. So I'll leave it at that. I thank you very much for showing off the voice clip feature, and no doubt she will respond when she receives that, and then we'll leave it at that. So voice clips, everybody can use them. It doesn't take too much CPU load, and it seems to be really quite effective and responsive. It's just one of the new features in Windows Live Messenger for Windows Mobile 6, available on PacMate Omni.
Thanks, Jonathan. Cheers.
Cheers. She's picked up some New Zealandisms. Now, you can use your own email address that you already have with Windows Live Messenger, and create a Microsoft Passport account, more recently known as Windows Live ID. But a lot of people do use their Microsoft Mail address to log into Windows Live Messenger. It could be MSN, could be Hotmail. I think there's now Windows Live Mail as well. If you do that, you are at quite an advantage when it comes to using Windows Live Messenger on your PacMate Omni, because you can also check your mail from those accounts from a Microsoft email service right from within the inbox of your PacMate Omni. And what's more, the email comes to you. This is the Microsoft Direct Push technology at work. So let's say that you're xyz@hotmail.com, and that's the address you use to sign into Messenger, and you also have a Hotmail account that you regularly check. Once this is all set up on your PacMate Omni, there is an account automatically created for you in the inbox of PacMate Omni. And whenever you're connected to the internet and somebody sends you an email, it will just appear in your inbox and you'll be notified that new mail is waiting. How's this different from regular email? Well, I like to use an analogy of a telephone. Let's say that you have a traditional POP3 email account. What happens is that you make a call, if you like, to that server, and your PacMate Omni is going to say, "Hello, this is me, and here's my password to prove that it's me. Are there any messages for me?" And the server says yes, and you get them sent to you. Under Microsoft's push technology, which is available through Hotmail, MSN, and also, of course, through a Microsoft Exchange server if you're in a corporate environment, the process is sort of reversed, and the server takes the initiative. And when an email is addressed to you and it arrives at the server says, "Okay, I better get this to this individual as quickly as possible." And if it knows that you are online, if you have an internet connection that's active, it will push the message to you. It's kind of like receiving a text message on a cell phone. As soon as someone sent it, as long as you've got your phone turned on, you'll receive that text message. Well, this is like text messaging, but for email. In my case, I don't have any Windows Live Mail account. I have my Windows Live ID associated with my own home email address. And because I run my own POP and SMTP server, up until now, I haven't really looked at any free email services seriously like Hotmail. Now, with the advent of the PacMate Omni, I am going to look very seriously at Hotmail for those situations where I need people to be able to get in touch with me whenever I'm online. Also, of course, many people will be able to use this in a work environment. For example, I can connect to the Microsoft Exchange server at Freedom Scientific, and then I can get my email as soon as it's been sent. And you see this in action. You know, if you write to salespeople, people who need to be in touch at all times, it's amazing how quickly people are responding to you by email these days. And that's because they have this direct push technology on their mobile device. What's nice about it is that we have a device in PacMate Omni that's so easy to use with a full keyboard, and that is keeping us competitive with these trends. BlackBerries are popular, particularly in places like DC, because of this always-on functionality. So here we have this push technology right here on the PacMate Omni, and I know that people who just need to be in touch, particularly people in a professional capacity for whom every minute can really count, are going to love this direct push functionality with Microsoft's free email services and with a Microsoft Exchange account. There are a lot of changes, some of them quite subtle, but all to enhance productivity that have occurred with the PacMate Omni in the whole Pocket Outlook suite. In particular, in email, there's a wonderful feature called smart filtering. Now, when you're in your inbox and you might have lots of messages and you're trying to sort through them, you can simply start typing. And at that point, it will go ahead and search the subject and the body of the message for the string that you're typing and only show email messages that correspond to what you've searched. So smart filtering is a great productivity tool. Enhancements like the ability to set up a signature for each account, the very rich support of HTML email, it's all there. You'll notice some big improvements when you open an email message in PacMate Omni, because you can now, using HTML commands, navigate between different facets of the email message, like the header. It's a really great way to view your email, and I think you'll come to really appreciate it. You may even find that it's your absolutely preferred way of reading email. I think it's a huge improvement. There are lots of other little enhancements just as you traverse the different options that are available to you in the inbox. Similarly, the calendar has been enhanced with different views. In fact, why don't we just briefly go into the calendar now? So I'm on the Today screen again.
Left soft key is calendar, right soft key is contacts.
Which means I can just press the left soft key. And we're going into the calendar now. And
calendar.
It's
Tuesday, July 24th. 2007, today, no appointments, agenda list view, zero items, left soft key is day, right soft key is menu.
I'm going to press the left soft key.
Day view, Tuesday, July 24th, 2007, 2, left soft key is week, right soft key is menu.
So we were on the agenda view, and now we're on the day view. I can press the left soft key again.
Week view,
and now we're on the
left soft key is month, right soft key is menu.
Now we're on the week view. If we press the left soft key again, we go to the month.
Month view, Wednesday, 29 August.
And
left
one
soft
more
key
time.
Is here, right soft key is menu.
We're on the year view.
Year view.
And now we can go
left
ahead
soft
and
key is agenda, right soft key is menu.
Cycle back to the agenda.
Agenda list view.
So this is a way for you to look at all your appointments
day, right
in their various guises and get to the information quickly so that you can have access to it. The menu, if we go into that by pressing the right soft key.
Menu active, new appointment, to move through items, press up or down arrow, N. Beam appointment, dot, B. Delete appointment, D. Propose new time, B. Reply, R.
Meeting requests, etc. can all be done from the PacMate Omni.
Go to today, G. Go to date, G. Edit, E. Tools, T.
And there are some other features under tools.
Options, dot, O.
Under options, we can do this.
Leaving menus, start in, combo box, agenda view, 1 of 5.
So if you prefer not to come up in agenda view when the calendar is loaded, you can change that.
Select day, Sunday, 1 of 2. Week view, combo box, 5-day week, 1 of 3. Show half-hour slots, checkbox not checked. Show week numbers, checkbox not checked. General tab.
And now we can go on.
Appointments tab.
Here's how we can configure appointments.
Options. Set reminders for new items. Checkbox checked. Edit combo 15. 1 of 6.
So that's how many minutes ahead of time you want the reminder to go off by default. So if you don't want the default behavior to be to have a reminder, then you can uncheck this and then you can manually enable the reminder feature for each appointment where you want it.
Combo box. Minute S. Show icons. Send meeting requests via combo box, Outlook email, 1 of 3. Personal mail, Windows Live.
It has seen that I have three accounts right now. The Outlook email, that's the one that works with ActiveSync, personal mail, and Windows Live. And so you can send your meeting requests through any email account that has been configured on the device. And those are the options that are available to you. Similarly, if we were to go through the inbox, you would see a lot more options there as well. It's just a whole lot more configurable so that you can have the device behave more exactly like the way that you prefer it to behave. While we're on the subject of the Pocket Outlook Suite, it's probably a good time to mention synchronization briefly. If you're going to use a PacMate Omni, then you'll need to have ActiveSync version 4.5 or higher installed. 4.5 is the latest version from Microsoft. That's for people who are using an operating system prior to Windows Vista. If you are using Windows Vista, then you can use the Microsoft Mobile Device Center, which is downloadable from the internet. They're now up to version 1.1 of that product, and that performs the same function under Windows Vista as ActiveSync did in previous versions of the operating system. Microsoft ActiveSync 4.5 works well in terms of accessibility. There is one thing that you should know, though, and that is that as of version 4 of ActiveSync, Microsoft disabled Ethernet synchronization. That means that you can't synchronize via a network or via Wi-Fi. And the big deal about that is that it does have an impact on our Remote PacMate feature. Remote PacMate is a means by which you can control your computer connected via ActiveSync with your PacMate. And that means that you get braille and speech access to your computer, assuming that that computer has JAWS on it. One of the great benefits of this, too, is that as long as you have the ILM version of JAWS for Windows on the PC, even if it isn't authorized, then your PacMate actually authorizes that version of JAWS as long as it's connected. It's a real benefit of having a PacMate, particularly if you do a lot of work on multiple PCs. If you enjoy doing the remote PacMate thing wirelessly, I mean, obviously there's no impact on connecting via USB, and I often do this. I connect via USB and control my PC from the PacMate because it's just so convenient to have the Braille there and the keyboard's great to type on. But if you're the kind of person that likes moving around, maybe sitting on the front porch with your PacMate, controlling your PC from inside, all is not lost. You can still use remote PacMate wirelessly if you establish a Bluetooth active sync connection. You do this by setting up a virtual serial port in Bluetooth. Precisely how you do this may vary a little depending on the Bluetooth stack and software that you have installed, but just set up a virtual serial port, use that for active syncing, and it is possible to do wireless active sync and therefore remote PacMate via Bluetooth. One of the things that we don't have to be concerned about so much is the prioritizing of certain features that are nice to have. There's a big demand for them in Windows Mobile that can be satisfied by the huge number of developers that Microsoft can throw at these problems, and also by many third-party developers who are developing a whole bunch of great software for the Windows Mobile environment. And my view is that if you've got a device like this, why not make it do as many things as possible, meaning that you don't have to carry as many other devices with you? The PacMate for some time can be your GPS navigator, your Daisy player, your Audible player, your text file reader, your web braille reader, your Bookshare reader, and so much more. Well, I think although you have been able to do this in the past, we've really taken the PacMate being your MP3 player or your media player to the next level with the Windows Media Player that is in Windows Mobile version 6, and for which we've taken a lot of time to write some great JAWS scripts so that it works very well. Let's go into Windows Media Player, so I'm going to go back to the Start menu.
Start menu today. To move through items, press up or down arrow T.
We'll press P to get into Programs.
Active Sync A.
And we'll just press the letter W.
Windows Live W. Windows Media W.
And press Enter.
Leaving menus. Windows Media List View My Music 1 of 5. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Right soft key is menu.
So right now, we're taken into a list of items here. Let's down arrow through them.
My Videos.
You can record material on Windows Media Center. We have a Windows Media Center here in our house, and we have JAWS for Windows running on it. And that's what we use. We get all our TV listings right on the machine. We choose what to record. We can watch the programs that we record anywhere on our network and transfer them to the PacMate as well if we want to take them with us.
My TV. My playlists. Now playing.
What I've done is I've gone to that media center where we have a card reader plugged into it, and I've just recently purchased an 8GB compact flash card from Amazon for around $90, so memory is getting really cheap these days. But you could also use a portable hard drive. That's going to drain a little bit more battery. I mean, that is one killer MP3 player in that case. But all I've done for this demonstration is copied some material from the media center, and it's in a range of formats. Most of it is actually in the Windows Media lossless format. This is a format that Microsoft have come out with that gets rid of the problem of the sort of artifacts, the swirling sounds that you often hear in MP3 or Windows Media files. When you compress a CD to a compressed audio format, then it's taking little bits of the sound out in order to save some space. With this lossless format, the files are bigger than your average MP3 or Windows Media, or for that matter, OGG file, but they're not nearly as big as an uncompressed WAV file, but they are lossless. Nothing has been taken out, so they sound exactly as good as the original CD, and the PacMate Omni will play these files, so it's just as good as being in front of your CD player. So I've copied a whole bunch of material onto this 8GB compact flash card. I still have a whole bunch of audiobooks. I have a Daisy book on here. The audiobooks come from audible.com, of course, because PacMate Omni is an Audible-capable player. And I have my street talk maps for the entire United States, as well as for Europe, and I still was able to put about 4 or 5 gigs of music on here. So I'm going to now build the library, because Windows Media Player on the PacMate Omni has a very powerful library feature, and it doesn't yet know about these files, because I've just copied them onto the compact flash card, and I've just put the compact flash card into the machine. Now, having done that, of course, you're quite free to go ahead and use File Explorer, which is like the Windows Explorer for PacMate Omni, and go ahead and select these files manually. But the advantage of building a library in this version of Windows Media Player is that you're then able to search for music by artist or by genre or by album. So let's go ahead and find how we do that. I'm going to tap, let's just consult what the soft keys are.
Right soft key is menu.
We just have one soft key, and that's to bring up the menu. So let's press that. That's F2 on the QX.
Menu active. Queue up unavailable. To move through items, press up or down arrow Q. Delete from library unavailable. Now playing N. Library L. Update library dot U. Open file dot open URL dot O. Properties unavailable P.
So that's the menu. And of course you can stream. This is Windows Media Player, so you can stream here as well. There are some file formats or streaming formats that Windows Media Player will not handle, in which case you can install any number of third-party players to handle that. But Windows Media Player does handle most file formats. Obviously, we do handle the Windows Media Digital Rights Management technology by default. So if you subscribe to a service like Yahoo or Napster, MSN Music, any of those ones, and you transfer the material using Windows Media Player so that the digital rights management is also transferred, then you can play that material as well. So PacMate is a very powerful media player. Now let's just up arrow to get back to that library option.
Properties unavailable. Open URL. Open file. Update library. U.
And press enter.
Leaving menus. Update library dialog. 5 files found searching for files. Dot. 5 files found searching for files. Dot. 195 files found searching.
Okay, so it's going ahead and doing that, and it's a little bit talky at the moment. I hope to be able to do something about that before we release.
378 files found searching.
But it's obviously quickly counting up the files it's finding and putting them in the library. We'll just pause the recording while it finishes this process.
520 files found searching for files.
Right, so that process is over now. After it found all the files, it then added the files to the library. So what it's doing at this point is it's searching for files that Windows Media Player knows about, and then it's going ahead and looking at the tag information. When you use libraries such as this, it really illustrates how important it is to have good tags in your file that talk about the artist, the album, the genre. Now we can use our JAWS key with B to read the dialog box on the screen.
Update library dialog. 711 files added. The library has been updated. To continue, click done.
Okay, so we've added 711 files, and where is done?
Right soft key is done.
It's the right soft key, so we'll press that.
Windows Media List View. Now playing 5 of 5. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Right soft key is menu.
Let's bring that menu back up and go and have a look at the library.
Menu active. Queue up unavailable. Delete from now play library L
and press enter.
My device M. Storage card S. My device storage
and
card.
The material I want is on the storage card.
Leaving menus. My music.
It's in my music. We'll press
all
enter
music.
On that. And we have all music.
Left soft key is play. Right soft key is menu. Artist. Album. Genre.
Well, let's look at artists for a start.
Album. Artist. All songs by artist. Unknown. The Beatles.
There's the Beatles. We couldn't let it go without some Beatles.
Billy Joel. Carly Simon. Eagles. Eurythmics. Julia Aguilar.
There's Julia's recital, which I always take with me. That's her flute recitals that she's done.
Neil Sedaka. Queen.
Let's go and have a look at some Queen. So we'll press enter on Queen.
All songs by artist. Greatest hits Parlophone.
And then if we want, we can look at all songs, or we can drill down by album if we want. In this case, either option will have the same effect because I only have the one album here, which is the Queen album Greatest Hits. We'll press enter on that.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
And now we have the tracks. Let's see what soft keys we have at this point.
Left soft key is play, right soft key is menu.
So let's see what we can do with the menu. If we press the left soft key, it will simply play the song.
Menu active. Queue up. To move through items, press up or down arrow queue.
Okay, so this is where the fun starts. So we can go ahead, we can kind of be a DJ here. We can queue the song up, and then we can go ahead and look for other songs and add to the queue.
Delete from library D. Now playing N. Library L. Update library. Open file. Open new properties. Queue up.
So let's queue it up.
Leaving menus.
And we have queued that song. Let's just see what else we've got in the Queen department. We might play another Queen song or two.
Another One Bites the Dust. Killer Queen. Fat Bottom Girls.
Actually, Killer Queen's a good song.
Killer Queen.
They're all good songs, but let's just cue this one up.
Menu active. Queue up.
So what I did was press F2 for the right soft key, and queue up was the first option, and I just pressed enter to queue it up. Let's just back out and add a couple more songs by some other artists here.
It's Parlophone.
So I'm pressing the backspace key to move back.
Queen.
And now we're on the list of artists. There are 14 artists here. We'll put a Beatles song in here.
The Beatles.
So I pressed the letter T, and that took me straight to the Beatles.
All songs by artist. The Beatles 1.
And I just put their compilation on this, the Beatles 1, so we'll just put a couple in from the Beatles.
Love me too. From me to you. She loves you. I want to hold your hand. Can't buy me. Hard days. I feel fine. 8 days a
okay.
week. I feel fine.
I feel fine will do.
Menu active. Queue up. Leaving menus.
And now let's go down to the bottom of the list because it's in chronological order.
The long and winding road. Let it be. Come together. Something. The Ballad of John and Yoko. Get back.
Okay. Get back. Good rocker.
Menu active. Queue up.
And we've queued that up. And we'll just do one more artist and then we'll see what we can do with this queue. So we'll go back and see what else we can find here. Because I pushed T, it's actually narrowed the list of artists that it's showing. And it is now just showing stuff with T in it. So we'll just backspace, and now we get everything back again.
Eurythmics.
Okay, Eurythmics will do.
All songs by artist. The Ultimate Collection.
And that's the Ultimate Collection, so we'll press enter on that.
I've got a life. Love is a stranger. Sweet dreams are made of this.
Now, this is doing so well because all the tags in these files are so good. Well, that was a pretty popular Eurythmics song, wasn't it? So we'll add that to the queue.
Menu active. Queue up.
And one more.
Who's that? Right by your side.
That'll do.
Menu. Leaving menus.
And so now we have a queue here, and we can do a number of things with it. Firstly, let's just go ahead and shuffle this. So we'll press F2, which is the right soft key, to bring up the menu.
Menu active. Library. Dot. Play. Pause. P. Stop. Unavailable. Shuffle. Repeat. S.
And we'll press enter.
Shuffle. S. Repeat. R.
So they're both unchecked.
Shuffle. S.
If we press enter.
Leaving menus.
We've turned shuffle on. And so now we're in shuffle mode. We've added all these tracks. We've queued them up. And we could have gone through by a number of methods. We could have looked at the albums. We could have gone into genre. So if we were feeling like some jazz, let's say, and we had jazz here, we had a real eclectic mix. We had classical, we had jazz, we had a bit of rock, and we had some folk. And we wanted to just line up a whole random bit of jazz. We could have set that up very easily too. But we've just looked at different artists. And I'm now going to press Control P. Remember, it's on shuffle. It's actually playing Bohemian Rhapsody, which was the first track that we added. Now I'm going to press Control F, and that will take us to the next track. And you see, the second one we added was another Queen track, but it's actually skipped to the Beatles' I Feel Fine. Bear in mind that this podcast, for the sake of space, is in mono, but it's coming through in glorious stereo because these are Windows Media lossless files. Let's press Control F. And it's gone ahead and we've got that Eurythmics track. So we're just skipping through here. And there's the Killer Queen song, which was actually the second one we added. We can also skip back by pressing Control B. And it will go back to the beginning of the track. So if we press Control B quickly in succession twice, we're back to Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics. We can, of course, go on by searching the library and adding other tracks. And if we get a music mix that we really like, remember it's shuffled, so the order will vary whenever we play it, we can save this playlist and reload it at any time whenever we feel like listening to this particular blend of music. So the media player is really a wonderful tool with all this media library stuff that's been added. You've got a lot of the same functionality that we've all come to know and love in the full Windows Media Player on your PC. So you get a good enough compact flash card or a hard drive, and there's no doubt that the PacMate is a fully accessible, really viable media player that will cater to all of your needs and play a whole bunch of file formats. In terms of peripherals and connectivity, there's a lot that's changed there as well. 802.11b, which was an earlier wireless standard, continues to be supported in PacMate Omni and is supported in the current PacMate Omni. 802.11g is the faster standard, and that's also supported in PacMate Omni. The difference is that 802.11b's maximum speed is 10 megabits per second. That's perfectly adequate when you're downloading floating internet, unless you have one heck of an internet connection. 802.11g's maximum throughput is a theoretical 54 megabits per second, and that can make a real difference when you're on a network at home and you're trying to transfer a whole lot of material, or maybe even listening to video content, for example, over your network. And for that, you need all the bandwidth that you can get. Also, WPA is supported in PacMate Omni. There were a couple of cards that did support this through their own proprietary stacks, but WPA is now kind of part of the furniture in PacMate Omni. WPA is a form of wireless encryption that is a little bit more robust, more secure than the WEP standard, which is supported in the currently shipping PacMate. Obviously, we have the ability to load a wide range of Word documents. You may not be able to do all of the complex formatting that you can with Word on the PC, because Windows Mobile doesn't support that. That again reflects the fact that sighted people use these PDAs generally for quick notes. But you can load Word documents. I've yet to find that the PacMate Omni falls over on. So we don't have that situation where you open a document with just a little bit of formatting and you find the device is not responding. And even as important, when you save the doc again, even if not all of the formatting has been available to you to work with, it is preserved so that when you bring it back to a PC, you still have all your formatting intact. That's really important. We live in a visual world, and those people who are sighted who look at these documents expect to see something that's presentable. That Word support does, of course, include Microsoft Office 2007. It applies to Word as well as Excel. So you're not left back in the dark ages. You're able to use the latest files with the .docx extension that you might be given from Microsoft Office 2007. In Word Mobile, that, in fact, is now the default format, and you can go ahead and change that if you wish to. So as you see, there's a lot that's new in PacMate Omni. Hope you've enjoyed this quick rundown on just some of the things that you'll find that are new. There are lots of other resources, as I mentioned earlier, right at the beginning of this presentation. The help file is available, so I encourage you to take a look at that. There's lots of context-sensitive help right throughout the unit, and so you'll be up and running with PacMate Omni in no time, I'm sure. So that concludes our PacMate Omni What's New CD. You can contact us in the United States at 1-800-444-4443. If you have any inquiries, that's 1-800-444-4443. Or visit us on the web from anywhere at www.freedomscientific.com.